Savitri, Book 7, Canto 2. The Parable of the Search for the Soul. An old self lurks in the new self we are. Hardly we escape from what we once had been. In the dim gleam of habits, passages, in the subconscious, darkling corridors, all things are carried by the porter nerves, and nothing checked by subterranean mind, unstudied by the guardians of the doors, and passed by a blind instinctive memory, the old gang dismissed, old cancelled passports serve. Nothing is wholly dead that once had lived. In dim tunnels of the world's being and in ours, the old rejected nature still survives. The corpses of its slain thoughts raise their heads and visit mind's nocturnal walks in sleep. Its stifled impulses breathe and move and rise. All keeps a phantom immortality. Irresistible are nature's sequences. The seeds of sins renounced sprout from hid soil. The evil cast from our hearts once more we face. Our dead selves come to slay our living soul. A portion of us lives in present time. A secret mass in dim inconscience gropes. Out of the inconscient and subliminal arisen, we live in mind's uncertain light and strive to know and master a dubious world whose purpose and meaning are hidden from our sight. Above us dwells a superconscient God hidden in the mystery of his own light. Around us is a vast of ignorance lit by the uncertain ray of human mind. Below us sleeps the inconscient, dark and mute. But this is only matter's first self-view, a scale and series in the ignorance. This is not all we are, or all our world. Our greater self of knowledge waits for us, a supreme light in the truth-conscious vast. It sees from summits beyond thinking mind. It moves in a splendid air, transcending life. It shall descend and make earth's life divine. Truth made the world, not a blind nature force. For here are not our larger, diviner heights, our summits in the superconscious blaze are glorious with the very face of God. There is our aspect of eternity. There is the figure of the God we are, his young, unaging look on deathless things, his joy in our escape from death and time, his immortality and light and bliss. Our larger being sits behind cryptic walls. There are greatnesses hidden in our unseen parts that wait their hour to step into life's front. We feel an aid from deep indwelling gods. One speaks within. Light comes to us from above. Our soul, from its mysterious chamber, acts. Its influence, pressing on our heart and mind, pushes them to exceed their mortal selves. It seeks for good and beauty and for God. We see beyond self's walls our limitless self. We gaze through our world's glass at half-seen vasts. We hunt for the truth behind apparent things. Our inner mind dwells in a larger light. Its brightness looks at us through hidden doors. Our members luminous grow, and wisdom's face appears in the doorway of the mystic ward. When she enters into our house of outward sense, then we look up and see above her sun. A mighty life self with its inner powers supports the dwarfish modicum we call life. It can graft upon our crawl two puissant wings. our body's subtle self is thrown within, in its viewless palace of veridical dreams that are bright shadows of the thoughts of God.